but the top of this one, there were pieces of them rafters up there way up that close to the church house, that deep in the ground.
No bed was up
there
next to church.
Beds were blown out here in this old field. It sure was.
Yeah,
it was. It blew a little bit the top off this.
Where did you keep corn?
In the crib.
Okay. What about grain?
Well, you keep it in there too, you know. You feed the stuff. It always stays in the crib where it's got a shelter and everything where it won't get wet.
Yeah. Is the crib part of a barn or is it?
Well, yeah. It can be fixed that way or you can just have a crib out to itself.
Put your corn in.
And, but you take corn and stuff like that to get out where it'd be in the weather, it'd rot, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be no good.
What if you had too much hay to put in the barn? You might leave it outside. What would you call that?
No, it'd rot outside. You're going to have a shelter put under it. It won't be there. It'll rot.
What sort of shelter might you build?
Well, you can just put a big shelter there, wall it up, put down there where it won't get wet.
Did you ever see people take a pole and then start wrapping that hay sort of around the pole?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What's that?
That's shocking hay, they call it. It's put out in the field like that, you know.
What do you call that?
Shocking hay, but now as that's wrapped around that pole there like that, good and tight, it won't get wet over that deep.
Do you call that a hay shock?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I see.
I do.
What other animals did you have besides cows?
Well, we had horses, mules, goats.
Still have sheep.
What about animals that you might kill to eat?
Well, a goat, all right. Some people like goat. I don't care nothing about it, nor sheep either. But there's people go crazy over them. Had hogs, cows, but, you know.
What did you keep the hogs in?
Well, we kept them there in that pasture.
Any fenced-in places for them?
Well, yeah, that pasture was all fenced in, you know, and that barn, they couldn't get out of there, see. Ooh, they couldn't get out of there.
Any smaller places in the pasture? Say if you were going to fatten one, where
well,
would you put them?
Well, I'd put them in pen somewhere.
Okay.
Yes, come back.
That's one of my grandkids. That's my top two.
Where did you keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, we always had an ice box or something we kept that in, see? Because milk or sour, if it's about where it'd be hot, you know, it's that. Good.
You say you had an ice box?
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing about anything older than that people used to have before they had ice boxes?
Well, no, not that I know, because there's been ice boxes ever since I could remember anything, see. Reggie did, and such as that.
What, you know, nowadays they might have a big farm that all they have on it is milk cows, and they put what sort of farm would that
that's
be?
That's a dairy barn. Dairy farm.
Okay. Does that word dairy have any other meanings?
Well, dairy cows is for you. That's where you sell milk, you know.
Uh-huh.
And like these milk trucks that come here, you